put a parklet in Van Nuys, and also to bring Ciclovia to Van Nuys Boulevard, and they're very receptive as far as what we're doing, and they're very supportive about doing a parklet in the area, and also a plaza. But I did a presentation on the possible sites that we're thinking about, and I do have a letter stating from one of the person who got involved. Her name is Ronnie Schiff. She wrote a letter, a nice letter, in her behalf. She can't make it today because she has a meeting. And also, there's another person, Jennifer, who can't make it tonight, but I'll be meeting with her later after the meeting to talk about the People Street. One of the things that I wanted to hopefully do is maybe get a vote as far as where we're going to put the parklet. One of the things is I use Facebook as a tool to show if anybody's in Facebook, they're able to see it, but if not, then that's a little bit hard, but I'll give you a brief location. One is in Tommy's Burger, right on Vesper, right in at the tree. It's open 24 hours, as everybody knows. It's good to have a little nice parklet in that area, even though it's off Van Nuys Boulevard. They thought it was okay. It was good. Guillermo, sort of, you know, his own stomping grounds as far as, you know, eating there. But one of the problems is that the sidewalk is uprooted by the trees, so they have to fix it before we can actually do anything. So that's one of the possibilities. The other one is Tacos Al Vapor. It's on the northwest corner of Victory and Van Nuys. It's like a hole-in-the-wall Mexican food.
Just west of, just east of Van Nuys Boulevard on Victory?
No, it's on Van Nuys. It used to be the old Fox Theater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know exactly where you mean. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a mix of retail, and then half of it is
little swap meet area,
and it's got a terrazzo sidewalk.
Yeah, in front of it.
Okay,
that's
right. I know exactly. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about.
Yeah, and they open till 11 o'clock. That's a possibility. Another one is in front of Subway and A. Hermano Pizzeria, and also I think the Golden China Chinese food, right in that area. I'm not sure what time they close, but I mean, hopefully would like it, even though it does take some parking.
Yeah. And parking is really at a premium there.
Yeah.
Because half of that sidewalk is taken up with the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they've reduced it to 4 spots, I believe, south of Irwin on Victory.
Yeah.
I think there's only 4 spots there currently. Really would cut into Subway.
Sylvan.
Mm-hmm. But you also got the bail bonds.
It's the Subway or the Tacos Al Vapor.
The Subway. Okay, I know the Subway. Okay, there, next door to it, or in front of the Subway.
A. Hermano Pizzeria.
Yeah.
It's a pizzeria.
It's Al's Chicken.
The old Al's Chicken location.
Okay.
It's Lobano.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's now a pizzeria.
Yeah.
And the last one is on the corner of the northeast corner of Fryer and Van Nuys, is where the Yummy's Philly cheesesteak. And there's also another Mexican restaurant, Emmanuel Taquiera. And also within that same block, there's a
Taqueria.
Yeah, Taqueria. Taqueria. I think it's good because my office is right there. I can maintain it. Also, you could do it either on Van Nuys or on Fryer Street, right in the corner. And that could be a best bet. The only thing that I have concern is that the deadline is April 30th. So I don't know if anybody has any opinions in submitting
it. What would it look like?
Well, We could hire a designer. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, I know that one of the girls from the Valley Bikery knows the person from Dasher Lawless.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we're trying to get him involved to see if he could be involved with it as far as the construction, also to use their insurance, you know, when we do build it.
Construction insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they have to have, it's in the top of my...
Liability?
Yeah, liability. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of what goes on in... Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so, like, if the bench collapsed when somebody was sitting on it...
Well, just during construction. If anybody gets hurt during construction...
Mm. Okay. And that, so it'd be a workman's comp thing.
Yeah, workers' comp. Yeah.
Okay.
And then also liability during the whole thing. So...
Would it contain benches, perhaps plantings, that
there'll
kind
be
of thing?
Plantings. It could be anything. I have a brochure. Just
good.
I know that Penny Meyer is sort of... talking about what's going on in downtown.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
So
I love it.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the way that's happening in downtown
I'd
LA.
I'd like to see multiple parklets.
Yeah.
Well, I think we probably need to get
one
just
going.
Like one going. Just,
yeah, really.
Yeah.
What about Sylvan Street? What's the problem there?
Sylvan?
Because it's got such great angle parking.
The only problem
is... Oh, you're
talking
about west.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is that you want to have it in front of some kind of business.
Well, there's three...
You got the shoe store.
Oh,
you're
talking about... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Indian restaurant.
Clean.
Yeah.
But the Indian restaurant, I heard, moved out. I heard.
Did it?
The Indian restaurant's gone, but a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I heard time. I'm
yeah,
so
because
upset.
I was thinking of more of a plaza, but then I was thinking that, you know, with the Station 39 still being at the same place, then I kind of...
Well, it's such a wide street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I don't know
it's
if we
It's such
need...
a beautiful street, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we can talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the sooner the better, you know.
I guess we are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the parklet, like what is the size and what does it mean? What is a parklet?
Well, a parklet's taking over a parking stall, a meter parking stall.
Okay.
Where you're not using to park, but you're using as a place for people to congregate, to
okay.
able to...
Internet.
Yeah, or just to
read
a book, or maybe, you know, walking a dog and you have a place to rest. I think... To activate the street, you want to have some benches or I mean, Dana, you're in Culver City, so you know.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah, you
yeah,
have everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if anybody goes to Culver City, I mean, you know, that thing, that place is just like,
hot.
You know, bumping. You know,
yeah.
just
so
a lot
good.
Of activities. They have a farmer's market and and all
it's
the.
Like a plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get the Culver Hotel. Which is the main step of
Great
market.
Wedge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Penny's right. I mean, even in downtown, they have them. They're starting to pop up. And the key is, like, every little green space helps.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not all the same. Because in some neighborhoods, all they really want is a little bit of grass and bench. And in some places, it's like a sculpture and it's something very urban.
Yeah.
In some places, it's just, you know, a big bike parking corral. And, you know, so it's very unique to the street and the neighborhood based upon what's needed.
Yeah, and I've known that place because I used to live in that area, like, during the 90s, and that's when things started to change a bit, you know. I think with the CRA funds that you guys were using and...
Oh, the Culver City area, you mean?
Yeah.
I was born and raised just 10 blocks from Culver
mm-hmm.
City.
Well,
you lived there, too.
From experience within the central area... especially like up at Van Nuys and Victory, I mean Van Nuys and Van Owen,
mm-hmm.
And other bus benches were more or less the territory of transients and the local drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
So what will you be able to do, or will you be able to be sure that these benches are not for the comfort of transients?
That's a policing issue.
Well, it's also maintaining it, because one of the things is able to keep an eye on what goes on. as far as, because if you leave a parklet that's left alone, you know, people are going to go over it, you know, going to use it. If you have more activity, if you have more people, they're the eyes and ears of that area, and if they see somebody there, they could say, you know.
That's the advantage of having it in front of a business that's open mm-hmm. until, you know, either 24 hours a day or very late hours.
Yeah, and even in downtown, they don't close until like 1 o'clock or 2. So it gives a sense of people that they are entitled to watch over their own
parklet
or neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of gives us a sense of entitlements, you know, not in a legal way, but more of
in community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Are these parklets taking over the parking spaces?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a reduction in parking spaces
yeah.
when you go for the
yeah.
But we have, the council office has hired somebody, a consulting firm, and they're looking at ways to improve the parking here because it's very poorly done. So we walked, it was about 3 hours, looking at all the areas that could use improvement.
Besides changing the hours for the parking
meters themselves,
which areas did you identify as needing improvement?
Pretty much everything, because the business like that Indian restaurant only has an hour parking, and to eat there sometimes is way more than an hour. And
could you give me the boundaries of the area?
Yeah, it was.
We went to
Van Nuys Elementary,
and then we went to Vesper along that commercial area,
mm-hmm.
Look at some of the parking around that area, and also
all the lots.
We went to the Outlaws Cafe because I'm sort of friends with him because we talk a lot, and his main concern was the parking. His thing was that why should anybody pay for a $12 burger and get a $64 ticket, which doesn't give no reason to
eat
yeah or to come over
yeah.
And he's I mean, after his lease he's gonna move. That's
really
yeah, after 2 years. So that's the major problem, is that parking's not business friendly as
it's
far
forcing
businesses
pretty much
away.
Yeah, it really is. It's a deterrent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could see Andy and I went to Lancashire. You know,
oh, that looks so great.
Yeah, and see all the activity, you know, the
yeah.
people that, you know, are eating there. I mean, I think right now North Hollywood is the hip place to be. So
is Broadway downtown.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm thinking about, maybe 14 years ago, that area on North Hollywood was a completely opposite.
Oh, it was derelict.
It was all closed.
So you could see the potential. And also, I don't know if anybody heard Eric Garcetti's State of the City.
Yeah.
He mentioned the Great Street Initiative, and one of he mentioned was
Van Nuys
Boulevard. Yeah. So I did talk to Ackley about that, and they are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the concern is the possibility of, you know, having mass transit along Van Nuys Boulevard. So they're doing it in increments, not really formally until we get an answer as far as what the decisions are.
Where the corridor is going to be, the
yeah.
transit corridor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's either going to be Sepulveda or Van Nuys Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know that for a fact.
Yeah, so, I mean, the potential is there. Just a matter how much people are really want to engage and, you know, how the streets are going to be like in Van Nuys Boulevard.
Well, why don't we take a vote on just the concept of instituting a parklet, and at least the ball will begin to roll on that.
Okay.
It'll have a week and a half.
Yeah, it's 30. I mean, but we could go till October. That's another thing. But I'm thinking.
How's that?
Well, they do it like bi-yearly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, we don't have to do it, but I think we should, just to get the ball rolling, just
mm-hmm.
to...
I mean, why don't we just say, whether we're in favor of the parklet or against the idea of a parklet, and put it on the agenda for the executive board meeting, and then have a vote on it.
We're not going to have it by...
I know, we won't.
Yeah.
But at least we'll have a vote on it from the general board in the May meeting.
Yeah.
And that'll give us 5 months to determine a location and to move forward for October.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I don't want to make a bad decision. I'd rather... October was what Linda had told me, so mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I was just hoping to...
It's up to you.
To, you know,
I like
it. I'd rather
do
be,
it right than wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be
okay.
cautious than...
Okay.
I mean, what do you think, Derek?
Yeah, I think you should wait.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Maria, what do you think?
No comment? Abstain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the idea. The timetable you want to choose is up to you.
Okay. Okay. We'll take it to executive and we'll work things out, and get more people involved.
And work hard to make it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But I'll communicate with people from People Street. You know, ask some questions. Is this a good location? Because as far as I'm concerned, it's also to get their feedback too.
Yeah, we don't want to eliminate, a prime piece of a parking area. You know,
right?
I mean, that's the thing we really don't want to do.
Okay,
Dana maybe could. Well, I'd like to really just take the train and go visit that one in downtown. Downtowns are just starting to emerge on Broadway, but.
Yeah, there's Highland Park, and there's a third one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like...
One, I think they just... It's either Beeman Saw or it's going in Venice, and it was a big deal because taking a parking there.
Yeah.
Parcel,
yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
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 Before you leave, I want to ask you about the train, the old train place.
Alley?
The one on between Washington and Venice?
Alley.
Yeah, Allied Trains, yeah. Is it being developed?
No.
No?
That's historic.
Historical?
Isn't it? Historic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as
Cameron. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, well.
talking about Allied model trains?
No. This is a great, it's just a great building.
Yeah, they do theater, right, at that space.
At one time, they tried to develop it into a restaurant, as I bid on it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move forward.
You little chef.
One more announcement, since we kind of skipped that.
Okay.
At April 26, Folar's doing the LA River cleanup, and I think that maybe some of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council board members could probably spend a day picking up trash along
Where is
the...
It?
It's on the Balboa Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have some of information on it. It also says that Van Nuys High School is being involved, and also Van Nuys Middle School is involved with it. So, I mean, I think that maybe it's a good idea for us to have our banner, show our colors, and pick trash and keep the river clean, you know, just as a, is anybody open for that? I talked to George about it, and he's open for that. He's going to mail to the other board members to see if they're on board. So I don't know if any members here.
I'm booked that day, I know for a fact.
I think I am.
Okay. How about you, Jerry?
I have to look at my calendar. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well,
I may not do it.
It's a week
I'm
from
not,
this Saturday,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah, it's a week after.
I got to shoot that week.
Okay, that's fine. That's the announcement for right now.
Okay.
So it's not new business, but it's old business because the majority is resubmittal. So for item 5B, we have 14401 Valeria Street. Right now, they could not make it, so we're skipping to 5944 Calhoun Avenue and 14157 West Hiera, resubmittal by Haik Maturosian. It's a for one existing lot into three unit condominiums in a RD2-1 multifamily zone.
Okay.
Yes, good evening. I'm Haik Maturosian. I'm civil engineer. I'm working on this subdivision. We were here at your last meeting, and board member requested to see a color rendering of the building, elevation-wise, so we prepared one, so I don't know. I don't have the board to put it on for everybody to see it, but this is what we are proposing at this time as part of our plan development for the site. As you may know, this is just a preliminary drawings. Our request is for subdividing the property into three unit condominium units. Everything is by right. There is no variances asked, and we are within the scope of the zoning and municipal code, and we are all in compliance with the zoning and everything, all the codes. So we are just here to get your blessing, and if you have any question, I'd be more than happy to answer if I can.
Sure. Can you tell me about the units itself? Just as far as how many bedrooms, the sizes, how many bedrooms, is there something?
Well, the units are all they all have separate private garages. With the family room on the same level, and we have second floor as our dining room and kitchen, and the third floor is all our bedrooms. We have three bedrooms. All the units are three bedrooms. The square footages of the units are 2386, 2210, and 2400. They just have some kind of single family type shape, but they are attached by joint walls.
Yeah.
And there's going to be association to maintain all the hardscape and landscape of the property.
And just to clarify, the rendering kind of looked like it was fixed, but I know there's some that are sliders and windows, the windows themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're operable, they meet egress and everything.
I'm sorry?
Egress.
Egress from the windows?
Yeah.
Open and closed.
Yeah, escapability.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're whatever.
Code.
I mean, code required.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
just
sure.
Asking.
No, sure.
I still would like to see them a little bit more compatible with the homes in the neighborhood. I think they're a little, for me, a little out of place for what is there. From 1930 homes.
Well, the trend is going into the modern type now. I mean,
well,
we cannot
that's
just
okay.
Go back to 1930s and design.
But a little bit more charm. They're not very charmed. They're so flat. They're so flat. There's no dimension.
Well, these are the modern designs. If you see all the modern building that they are building these days, they are all have the
but
same
I, but I also look,
smooth finishing.
But I also look at things that were done in the 60s and 70s, and they're so...
Well, those days are past.
But that's the same look to me as this.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
I mean,
that's my personal opinion. Yeah. I don't think...
What is overall height of the building?
The highest point is 29 feet 7 inches.
Okay, so it's below 30.
Below
way below that.
Yeah.
Required.
So there's no impact on the next door neighbor as far as dwarfing it.
No, I mean, everything is by code, and try to maintain the code limitations, so we don't need to ask for any variances. And,
And as far as you're saying, it's still, you know, in development and all that, is there going to be any kind of like downspouts or any architectural elements that are not in the drawings that we
can tell?
Well,
it could be, because this is just a preliminary design that we have. This is the working drawing. We haven't even gone through the plan check yet. At this time, what we are doing, we're just going for a subdivision of the property. We are not even going through the design of the entire building. This is just give you a perspective of what is going to be at the end of the day. And that there could be, I mean, we still have to work for the drainage, we still have to work with the other green areas or whatever. The
mechanical engineering and everything.
Exactly. This is just the perspective of what we are proposing to do.
Quick question. How would this car get out of the garage? They would
have
to move?
They have to back it up, yes.
Okay, and they would have to move this?
That's correct,
yes. So you're also providing more parking?
We're giving
three-car garages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of parking.
Well, it's within, you know, there are three bedrooms, correct?
There are three bedrooms.
So
we are
possibly
required to have two parking per unit, so we're giving one additional.
And how many guest parking? None?
Okay. There is no guest parking.
So that's just for me, but...
Is there any comments from the board?
Mm-hmm. All right, so the one property would exit on Valerio. No, I'm sorry, the two would exit on
Calhoun.
Yeah.
And the other one to Tierra.
Tierra, okay.
And the majority of the trees that are on public right-of-way, you're not taking...
You're not touching anything on public right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, we're going to improve it. There is a sidewalk that we have to repair it because of ADA ramp, which is not in compliance, so we have to remove that and reconstruct it. And
right at the corner?
Right at the corner. Mm-hmm. Right. Any broken curb and gutter has to be replaced. And
when do you think construction would begin in this area? If approved?
I would say maybe in the fall.
Okay.
You mentioned last time that you were not going to be able to submit it for the full board, right? Because there's a time schedule?
We're going to go to the hearing this May 6th.
Oh, okay. So you got enough time to bring it to the full board?
No.
Oh, May 6th? Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It's, I think we're May 10th or 11th.
Okay, so you probably need a letter from the...
Some kind of recommendation.
Is there any...
Well, we could vote on it at the executive board meeting, but there still wouldn't be a final...
Yeah, but it wouldn't bring it to the...
I don't know if we can actually write a letter of recommendation without the entire board voting on it.
Well, just only on this board.
Well, yeah.
Our executive is going to be on May 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have some kind of written notice that I can present to my hearing officer that we approach the board.
Yeah, I've done it to 5700 Sepulveda and 5746.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could do that
we
haven't made a decision yet.
Yeah.
Has there been any outreach to the neighborhood?
My question.
Not yet, no. The only thing is that the advertisement that we're going to post it, I think you did post it on the site, and BTC is going to post it. I think they're going to start doing it this week. So,
how many homes in that area does this impact? As far as construction goes, I mean, how is there stuff on each side? I went by the property last month.
Well, there is one commercial on the north side of the property.
Okay.
And this is right at the corner.
Oh, right.
And
I do remember. Yeah.
There's only two homes across.
Yeah, if you go to Tierra, there's a couple of apartment units, duplexes, triplexes that have been there since in the 1960s. Yeah. So
I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't impact that many. Just two homes cross the street on and the rest of it is a commercial.
It has much of a less of an impact in that area than just having three units, you know, in that neighborhood. And I ever since this project's been, I've been going there, you know, periodically, mm-hmm. you know, seeing in different times and different, you know, days. And as far as it's a very quiet neighborhood.
It seems that way. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't see any problem of it.
This is the one that Hazeltine Cleaners is right near.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just need a mental refresher on this thing.
Because
it was an entire month ago.
So. Right across the street, that colonial one that got refurbished.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with it. Why don't we take a vote?
Okay. so, should we take a vote on...
Can I make one comment for the
Sure.
That advise the board to, or the committee to wait for the full council.
But the thing is he can't.
No, I know you can, but I still advise maybe talk to Thomas about maybe doing a special meeting, because it seems like there's other things that you guys could get accomplished
Thomas
to, a special meeting. But
Thompson is gone.
I'm not Thompson.
Amber?
No, our president.
Oh,
George.
George?
Yes.
Talk to him.
Well, this could come up before executive board. I mean, we could just make a recommendation that we...
Well, that's what the committees are for, though, to make recommendations to the full board so the board can make decisions.
Exactly.
So it's out of kind of...
I mean, the only thing that this letter would indicate is that
Hayek has
presented presented to the Plum Committee. The Plum Committee oversaw the plans. They made a recommendation to the executive board. Other than that, it wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm just advising that I think that's still outside the scope of the committees.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented as far as you know, because you have.
I know the timing doesn't. I mean, inconvenient.
Is there any possible,
no.
Dana?
So
Dana,
procedurally,
I mean.
Procedurally, the planning department will take a letter.
The way I
and
saw.
Represent whatever it is. So if they need something before the hearing, the land use committee could say that they came to the land use committee voted to move it forward, it didn't have an opportunity to go to the full board, and at least it's on record that it that they did their outreach to the neighborhood council, even though the full board didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe as long as the letter states.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And
only a position of the land use committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not in the general
okay.
board.
No,
so
that didn't go before the executive board or the general
board.
You know.
Should we vote on approving it?
Sure.
Okay. Second it?
Oh, I wish John Henry was here to take a vote. But
do you want me to do it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I'll do it right here.
So, call for the vote. Second
okay.
It.
Maria? Jerry?
I vote yes.
Jerry, yes.
Penny?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Howard?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So it's three yes votes and two abstain?
Yeah.
So majority...
yeah, it passes.
Passes.
Pass.
So.
So the letter would just reflect that it was presented. The outreach was made to the Plum
mm-hmm.
Committee. The Plum Committee voted on it to pass it on to the other board. But unfortunately, the general board was not going to meet in time for the hearing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So that's what the letter would state.
Okay. Well, thank you, Hyatt.
Thank you very much, sir. Let me give you this back.
And I'll contact you later in regards to the letter. Okay. item 5D, we have 7036-7040 North Van Nuys Boulevard. It's a resubmittal. It's an elder facility unified permit and site plan review. The proposed project is for a new construction for a five-story, 132-unit licensed residential care facility for the elderly with 87,875 square feet of floor area and 61 parking spaces. And it's being presented by Dana Sales and her architect.
Jay Blatter.
Hi, Heather.
Thank you for having us back. So we can go through as much sort of detail on the project if anyone has questions. But mm-hmm. we're asked to come back to respond to a couple questions that were made the last time about the project relating to parking and parking operations and parking management. Understanding how the employees and the shift work, feeling some adjacencies with the neighboring property owner and attempting to reach out to them. And those were the major issues that have been presented the last time. So maybe I'll start with the easy one. It's a transcript of all my attempts to correspond with the property owner next door.
Mm-hmm. I got that. And you tried to contact me, never responded.
I made myself available this past Saturday, which is my son's birthday, with parents in town, and everything, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So my last correspondence was this afternoon, essentially saying, we don't hear from you, we're going to assume everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried.
Yeah.
We've tried half a dozen times.
Okay.
I have been in touch with the neighbor, the property owner, two doors down, north on Van Nuys, who was here the last time, who actually has been very nice and
mm-hmm.
very cooperative and happy, and
mm-hmm.
so.
And he supports it?
Yes, he's been very supportive. I'm trying to meet him for coffee next week just to okay. talk a little bit further. We did do a 500-foot mailing before the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
At which there was nobody except for the two property owners that came out. We haven't heard anything.
The property owner that was
in question
is the gentleman that owns where the pizza thing is and that whole parking lot thing where the taco place is.
To the north,
and
it's basically wrapped. Right, basically wrapped. So to the north, and then there's kind of a driveway here, and apparently
right.
they own
the property
this
behind
house.
It.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Which was news to me on the last meeting.
I heard what he said, and I thought they own both properties.
They own both properties, and this is actually, it's not an alley. This is their driveway back to their parking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is just a rental house.
Yeah.
So,
which, a possibility that might be some development in the future.
So, and they're pretty clear that, you know, this might get developed, and that's fine. The entire neighborhood is multifamily.
Sure.
So this is actually probably the only low density property in the entire neighborhood.
The house, yes.
It's actually a duplex, I think.
Yeah,
I believe it is, yeah.
There's three units on
it. Yeah.
So to deal with these adjacencies, which also kind of helped some of the site planning, we actually pulled the building off the adjacent property line 10 feet. So it created a setback, but also helped with some fire ingress and egress and actually created a walking path of travel around the building. So it was actually a good comment that led to some helpful things with the site planning.
In two places. We pulled it back here, and this had been coming up. We pulled it back there. So it's anywhere, you know, 10.
Is this going to be open, or is it going to be gated?
Yeah,
my
what
question.
Is
this is what worries me with transients.
Walk through the site plan.
Sure, I'll just walk you through the site plan. The main entrance to the building is off of, you know, Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this, So the main pedestrian entrance is off of Vogue. That's where our lobby is. And we've got a pretty substantial outdoor garden area that's going to serve as, you know, outdoor activity space off of the dining room on the ground level. And we got patios on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Our entrances for our underground parking, and this is short-term guest parking, is over here off of Vos as well.
Is that new from the last one, or is it?
This
no.
was on
no.
both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is guests, but it's also like where van service can come in and pick them up,
sure.
and
mm-hmm.
emergency care can come in, and so all that's kind of off of Van Nuys,
mm-hmm.
where
yeah,
there's a pull-off area.
Yeah, and we met with transportation. They approved, you know, this configuration
mm-hmm.
in terms of driveway relationships.
Yeah.
So that's off of Vos. So this is ramping down. This is all under the building. It's three short-term spots, handicap accessible spots with a van, and this way there's access into the lobby under like a trellis.
Mm-hmm.
All, you know, the trellis is the shade, the southern sun. Off of here, this is more just of short-term sort of service parking. We've got our trash receptacles here. There will be some type of, you know,
gate,
you know,
mm-hmm.
there, you know, open type grill type gate, you know,
mm-hmm.
so there's air. The building now above follows this. It used to come all the way out to here, so this is all open to
okay,
the sky here.
Okay, on the
here.
Second floor, it goes that way.
Yeah.
On the second floor, it goes like this. It used to come out to the property line.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, in response to the last meeting, we decided let's pull things back in your breathing room, which
mm-hmm.
will be more, you know, sensitive if there is future development. It gives a lot of space to comply with
mm-hmm.
adjacent windows and openings, and, you know, allows unprotected openings as well. So on the ground floor, off of
Hold
the
on,
main.
So this will service for basically trash pickoff, off-street trash pickup, because these trash come in here, deliveries, and sort of more of the commercially oriented activities for
like
the project.
Like food, service.
Right,
and
if you know, mm-hmm. in this area, there's no alley, so nothing here is alley-loaded pickup. Everything happens from Van Nuys.
Excellent.
All the deliveries pull up here, so the idea was to try and get things off.
For a staging area.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
as much as possible.
Can I excuse I want to let them know they're not allowed to go talk in the lobby because
police.
It's disrespectful for the police.
LAPD, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
If they want to talk, they could go downstairs and talk. You know, I just don't want to.
Okay, sorry, Jake.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. And then, you know, and I pretty much the design is consistent with the last, you know, what we presented. We have our administrative offices off in the lobby. We have some additional amenity spaces on this floor. We have a beauty salon. We have what we call a clinic. It's not really a big active clinic. It's more of a blood pressure testing.
Yeah.
More like health and wellness type to maintain health and wellness. We have our commercial kitchen with a little bistro dining, you know, lobby, living room lounges. That's our main dining room. We have a multi-purpose activity room that'll serve as like for slideshows, little performances,
mm-hmm.
small fitness center that's on the ground floor. Then on the upper floors, we have additional activity spaces, but this is really primarily all of the primary active activity space is sort of the hub of
uh-huh.
of activity.
Anna, that back 10 feet, mm-hmm. is that going to be fenced off because...
Yeah, all of this will be secured. So
okay.
it'll
have like a fence with a gate.
It'll be secured with probably a gate and a knox box for the fire department, just in case.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be private for the building. It's part of the setup.
I don't want it to turn into a transient.
No, it's all connected and actually becomes kind of like a walking garden
Great.
For the residents.
Okay.
So
and you can see there's a little gate
yeah.
there because we really want it's a senior community. It has to be
yeah,
a secure
yeah,
environment.
Absolutely.
And as a reminder, so it's an elder care facility, so in order for it to qualify as an elder care facility, it has to have two distinct kinds of housing. So more than 75% of the building is assisted living. The balance of the building is memory care, which is Alzheimer's dementia care
mm-hmm.
Units.
If I could still address that 10 feet, but there is access for fire in that,
mm-hmm.
that area.
Yeah, there's access
how
for the residents.
How would they get in?
How would a truck get in? No. It's for them to pull
yeah.
hoses in. Like
yeah.
if there's an emergency,
fire.
they can get into the stairwells to get upstairs.
I see.
It's
yeah.
basically there's usually a fire department like a knox box and they come in and they pull their hoses and go up the.
Okay.
And
but
there's standpipes in each.
It's not truck
well.
Access. It's only.
What would that look like?
It's going to look like a... So this is a commercial building, right? So
right.
this is some kind of block wall.
Wall.
I mean,
oh.
right now, actually...
Building, right?
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
My brown file in my big bag.
Sorry. I usually don't have any difficulty visualizing anything, but I just don't know what that is going to look like.
I have a picture.
So it'd be kind of a walking...
It's just
going to
be
so
a
walking...
So,
right,
so Howard.
Oh, there's green space.
Right, so this is actually that wall. This is the existing wall of their
Sorry. No, that's the existing building. That's our existing building. Do I even have it at all? McDonald's.
I would see someone like over here.
Yeah, okay. So this, it's kind of just, they basically just have like a 20-foot high one-story commercial building.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to look like that on this edge.
Right.
With planting and grass.
Okay.
Kind of just like any other side yard of any building.
And architecturally, we're not treating this like the back. It still has all these sort of bays and mixture materials. So this is sort of what the rear elevation would look like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's basically going to feel like a 10-foot side yard like they have in any kind
with
of residential building.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm good with that.
Right, in any residential
building. Is this facility open to outside people? I mean, you mentioned about operational.
So it'll be a privately run facility, and mm-hmm. I think people have to apply like any other assisted living, right? It's
generally month to month leases because that's the nature of this type of product. People have to apply. There's an evaluation
of the elderly.
Oh, look, there's an opening.
Well,
there goes an ambulance.
Well, they owners like to.
It's the way it was in the Fairfax area.
Right.
No, and generally they do an evaluation, and generally there's monthly evaluations to determine a care plan. So there's a whole set of regulations that the Department of Social Services Community Care Licensing has.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other statistics about the building, it's about 87,000 square feet,
mm-hmm.
five stories, 65 mm-hmm. feet.
Right.
Just below the height limit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a six-story, 75-foot mm-hmm. height limit.
Exactly.
Here. And I think, so
this
picture
is like
kind
a
typical floor went through where Jade explained every floor has its own activity space, so people don't always have to come down. And they
got a wine and bar.
Well, yeah.
On the second floor.
So the second floor, there's a wine bar, a library, and then each floor has a kind of a shower room.
Yeah.
If people need some additional help showering, and
mm-hmm.
one of the aides can take them in. This is kind
more
of
like
a,
it's like a spa
room.
Type room, so it's,
okay.
uh-huh. it's a softer environment because some people have sensitivities to touch and things related to
mm-hmm.
the showering.
We could.
So maybe we can talk about the parking. So there are 62 on-site parking spaces. Code requires for a facility like this 58 parking spaces.
62 or 61?
62.
It was 61. I think they picked up a parking space through some.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're at 62.
Okay.
Although I'm gonna keep 61 in our application.
Right.
So we went through and prepared kind of a staffing plan for the project that I'm going to walk through. And essentially this lays out the weekday and the weekend shifts by hour and sort of codes what the activities are in terms of caregivers, administration, nurses, housekeeping, cooks. So it takes into account, and this is the sort of 100% occupancy of the building, which most of these facilities operate around 93%. Thank you. And so this is the most conservative estimate. The actual operations plan in the pro forma is running 63 employees, but this plan is showing you 75. So what this does is it says this is based on 75 full-time employees in three shifts. And if you look at the top, sort of middle, 1,400,
mm-hmm.
it says 31. The maximum projected at any possible
31.
Time is 31 employees,
mm-hmm.
which means half of the parking is available for
mm-hmm.
guests because
mm-hmm.
98% of these people will not be physically able to drive cars
okay.
and therefore not have cars. So there was a question or a statement that this was not adequate based upon the staffing and the staffing
mm-hmm.
projections were low the last time, and so this is actually a pretty thorough and very easily understandable model that demonstrates that of those 75, and sort of at 75, if you assume three shifts, it averages 25 staff a shift, which was kind of what Jay was alluding
mm-hmm.
to last time. But it really models it out by the hour, so you understand that overnight it's lower, and the peak hours actually fall between 10 and 4, which are non-peak hours. So in terms of traffic,
mm-hmm.
trip generation, parking usage, half of the parking will always be available. And this also assumes that every single staff person that comes here is coming by car. assumes that there's no housekeeping, no cooks, no service uses, that nobody's taking a bus, nobody's riding a bike. Mm-hmm. We also have on-site bicycle parking, and the, obviously there's major bus lines. So in any organization, you also never have 100% car travelers. Uh-huh. So this is an extremely conservative sort of demonstration that the building will have more than sufficient parking.
So am I to understand that, that on the weekdays, four employees will be on site between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're basically the caregivers. Because you don't need administration, you don't need housekeeping, you don't need cooks.
But you would need
security. Well, security is really, it's camera security,
generally, you know, the staff is trained for that. You don't have on-site, like, security guards or anything.
Like, there's almost like a nurse's station on every floor, so nobody can get
And there's pretty sophisticated communication systems.
And again, if this shifts and they realize they need more, they need less, sort of going back to what the concern of this committee was, which is there sufficient parking on site?
Sure, exactly.
Is there enough to accommodate all of the visitors and the guests in the parking? If it goes up to 8 or 10, it's going to have no impact whatsoever on the overall.
Okay. My concern is just the memory care unit. Sure. And you know, the accessibility that those people would have to the outside. Mm-hmm. And
they're on floor 3.
Yeah, generally,
they're on the top floor.
Right? No, floor in the middle. They're in the middle.
Generally at night, based on the pattern of when, you know, medication's administered, usually after dinner, you don't get a lot of, you'll get a few people who don't sleep who want, yeah. And that's what the staff's mainly dealing with, but generally at night, it's pretty quiet.
Okay.
I know that also from, my mom was in a memory care facility, I spent a lot of nights there. She was in a floor with 30 people, maybe one or two people were up at night. Most of them, you know, they get them to bed usually like by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
And it's a secure area with
totally secure
lockdown situation?
Delayed egress, you know, code doors, everything, because it's very important to keep that population in a secure environment.
I'm just, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think Jay had alluded the last meeting. Did you talk about hearer case management?
What were you talking about?
The modifications they're actually asking for is to have non-operable windows to fire department standards so people can't climb out.
Yeah, on the third floor, we don't want windows opening to a full 5.7 square feet.
Right, so they may louver. So they're operable, but not operable.
Jumpable.
Yeah.
I just have a question.
Sure.
On the numbers, it's 132 units?
It's 132 units, correct. Which
because
are mostly
these numbers add up to 140.
So some of the memory care units are actually double occupancy. So this is actually based on beds as opposed to units.
Okay.
Yes. As a reminder, none of these are actually dwelling units. They have no cooking capacities whatsoever, so they qualify as a guest room. They might have like a mini fridge and a microwave or something. And in the memory care, probably just a mini fridge. And some of them may be double occupancy.
Okay, so these are
So this is based on beds.
But it's 132 units.
There's 101 assisted living units.
Yeah, and 31.
And 31 memory.
132, you're correct.
That's a good question.
And I'm guessing for the most part there is shower facilities or bathing facilities in each one of these.
Each one has a fully ADA accessible shower, plus we have a common
sort of like
spa,
a hotel room
on each floor.
Okay.
A hotel room, and some of them again are more like one bedrooms where they'll have a couple, and summer studios.
Gotcha.
Which is also common. Like my husband's parents live in a facility and they have a one bedroom because they're together.
Sharing the bed or separate beds?
No, still sharing the beds.
That's too much information.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a good question, though. Sometimes, you know, with sleeping patterns, you'll use two beds.
No,
that's not,
they have one of those, like,
legitimate
split beds where they both function independently. Yeah.
I'm not suggesting anything.
It's a right-to-know thing.
Let me think. Other
Janet
questions?
Can have a brother.
And in terms of process, our applications are into the city, and we have a June 7th public hearing, so we can come to your next exact meeting,
Excellent.
Which we've scheduled.
Is there any questions?
Is there anything else on that that list of...
No, these are just my talking points.
Picadillo things?
That's all
that
we were.
So we've addressed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And You waited a month just because the neighbor was very concerned. The lawyer or the representative.
We just haven't heard.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
And you know, I'll meet with them if they
reach
out.
No, sure. As long as we're
ready.
Yeah, and again, from the mailing, actually, we tend to hear like there was no neighbors, none of the people in the neighborhood, and I think I work with the property owner of the building at Vose and Lennox,
mm-hmm.
which is a block down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood is a heavily sort of mixed ethnic bag.
Oh yeah.
But really long time renters. So
mm-hmm.
I was thinking that we were going to have more.
More people show
response,
up.
But it's a relatively low intensity use.
Yeah.
It's not a big traffic use. It's
yeah.
a relatively quiet kind of community.
Yeah.
Like, there's no music. There's nothing that comes from a facility like this. And because it's on Van Nuys,
the music will be coming from those.
Right.
So
I think
Lawrence
people,
will.
People understand.
Right,
people understand that senior communities tend to be much easier to
mm-hmm.
to support
sure.
because
yeah.
of the kind of use that
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
It's quiet use. People go to bed at 8 o'clock and they don't drive cars.
So,
my
question is the facility is only for the people who live in the area or
yes.
there's outside people who...
No, it's not like... There's no public common community space.
Well, you can have, if you would like to have your family in for
yeah.
dining, your family can come.
Or
they
go
can.
To some of the functions, like
sure.
you said,
yeah,
yoga
sure.
or
they can't
something.
Sleep
exactly.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, no,
right.
that's what I'm saying. It's an off-site. I mean, for
like
them, it's
no
an off-site.
Yeah.
Girlfriend
well, I don't think I'm asking for conjugal visits.
It does happen. That's for another night.
Thank you, Dan.
And we still don't know who the who's going to be the overseer of the facility.
No, I think they're still working on sort of the ultimate operator.
Yeah.
Which typically happens sometime around once you know you have a fully entitled building that they can
yeah.
go and secure that.
Sure.
Operator.
What is the process on that and determine?
That is where my purview, unfortunately, ends.
Yeah.
I don't.